My name is Kimberly Gardner and I teach grade 1-2 class at the American International School of Freetown in Sierra Leone. The subject I'd like to use VR goggles for is science, and it would be specifically for an engineering design challenge group investigation for our middle school students. Last August, in the heavy rainy season, a devastating landslide occurred within 1 mile of our school. The title of this engineering design challenge is Landslide SOS. It's a unit of inquiry-based learning which is designed to be a hybrid course of physical inquiry, digital inquiry, and group democracy process. The physical inquiry will kickstart the challenge by a visit to the site of the landslide. This will include a guided tour of the base of the slope and the cleared areas where housing used to be, and the newly planted 7,000 trees that have been placed there to stabilise the lower slope. The next step in our landslide project will be an exploration of the middle and higher slopes of Sugarloaf Mountain, deemed too dangerous to be explored on foot. We will do this via drone footage on VR goggles. This UN Ops footage was taken as part of the emergency stabilisation response for engineers to better understand the exact condition of the collapsed mountainside. The drone footage gives students a 360-degree aerial view of Sugarloaf Mountain and zooms in on particular areas of the slope. This offers us an enhanced geological understanding of the landslide phenomenon. It also takes their understanding of the cause of the event much deeper and is intended to guide their later digital learning into the complex causes of this catastrophic event that took nearly 1,000 local lives and left thousands more without a home. I propose we as a school community use the group investigation model of teaching for this science unit for several reasons. First, I feel quite passionately that working together is the only way the next generation is going to be able to tackle the challenges of climate change. Secondly, as our school mission and belief statements state, our values of developing each student's global perspective, their empathy for others, and their teamwork skills are central to all that we do at AISF. Students' differing reactions to being confronted by this devastating problem that occurred right on their doorstep would lead on to a discussion about the roles they might play in the group investigation and how they could formulate and structure the problem for themselves. Social system is critical in any group investigation that we conduct at AISF, and our role as teachers is to act as a facilitator, a counsellor, and a consultant. As a consultant, I could point them towards online articles and references in regard to the landslide and the look towards the effects of climate change is having on other African coastal communities. I would bring in a slope engineer and geologist as a consultant for a Q&A session. As a counsellor, I would support students at a group management level, a problem-solving task definitions level, and I'd be mindful of the individual meaning the group task has on each individual student. Utilising AISF's Bring Your Own Device system, the students will be supported in their use of digital resources to define the problem and the causes of the landslide, and to present as a group their solutions to the problem within two contexts. Number one, at a local Sierra Leone level, where seasonal flooding and landslides are now an annual event. And two, at a much broader global level, how they propose that we as a race can tackle climate change. They'll have the opportunity to view the VR 360-degree footage, not only on the VR goggles, but also on their own devices. I would like to invite the drone specialist to come in and talk with the students also to further their understanding of the skills used in this area. Our students are perhaps unaware that they're in a unique location for capturing and sharing information on the 2017 Freetown landslide. I would, as consultant to the groups, encourage them to broaden the audience for their research and findings through quad blogging or Google Classroom and other collaborative websites. Our students can in turn become consultants themselves to other students who don't have proximity to the site and share their understanding and knowledge of the landslide, its causes and effects. Through a democratic process of devolved responsibility, the groups will come together at the end to share their learning, share their knowledge and understanding of the phenomenon, and share their goals and aspirations for the future and how this problem and problems like it all over Africa and the world can be tackled. As a critical friend to the groups, I would have them analyse their process, analyse their group dynamic, and analyse the process that they've followed, and explore their achievement and celebrate. Our school is no stranger to the group investigation model of teaching, but I sense that the broadening of our audience through online collaborative work with other students from other schools far, far away from ours can really enhance our students' self-identity as consultants themselves. The collaborative consultancy in a group investigation activity such as this could really encourage our students at AISF to overcome the sense of isolation that they have described feeling in the past. This feeling has arisen out of an individualised learning pathway model that our school likes to use and which can suit very small schools like ours. I also feel we as a school faculty recognise our students as members of part of a global learning community, and by becoming a specialist in the Freetown landslide, they are providing a contribution to the global debate on climate change.